Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. 7 after the hour now on the Good Day Health Program. Doug Steffens here with my friend Dr. Ken Kronos, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic, his heart clinic down in Central Florida. Ken, known around the country as one of the premier scientists when it comes to cardiological things. I was going to say stuff, but that's not academic enough. It's things. Trials, figuring out what's going on, does a lot of research, and certainly uses all of the things that he studies to benefit you and his patients. In a manner of speaking, you can become one of Ken's patients, whether it be directly at the clinic in Florida, or you can do it online. Telemedicine is so prevalent these days. 352-735-1400. So if you're new to the program, we have a couple of new stations in the last week or two. So folks that are now going to tune in to Ken and his way of thinking, his way of working as a cardiologist, we focus on but don't stick to things that are matters of the heart, if you will. So perhaps we start, Ken, by talking about alcohol consumption and what that does. This seems to count every time we turn around. There's yet another study about something that conflicts with something that we've said before. And it seems to me fairly recently we talked about having the even light alcohol consumption isn't good for your heart, or maybe not good for something else. So that's the question, isn't it? Whether it's good for your heart or something else. Just because it's good for one part of your body doesn't mean it's good for another, right?
Exactly. And I want to spend some time on this. So we need some time on this because this report published just recently in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, very reputable cardiology journal, is going to create some confusion, and I want to make sure that it doesn't. Because in this study, they discovered, very good scientists, that there is a decrease in the risk of heart disease by very light to moderate drinking. This is defined as one drink per day for women, 1 to 2 drinks per day for men. The risk of major heart problems such as heart attack were 22% lower among light to moderate drinkers compared, Doug, to people who rarely drank or abstained entirely. Importantly, the take-home message from this study is not to go out and drink, because as you so correctly pointed out, there's just been a ton of evidence about risk of any alcohol consumption. And we know that there's a significant increase in cancer in patients who drink. So again, the take-home message from this was not to go out and drink to reduce heart disease. What they discovered in this study was why there was a benefit in drinking in the brain that was mediated as lower heart risk. And what they discovered was that the alcohol, which many people realize, creates stress reduction. And there's a specific area in the brain that was identified in this study where the alcohol acted to lower the mental stress, and the end result was lowered heart attacks. So the take-home message from this study is not to go out and drink to lower your stress because of all the other adverse effects, bad effects of alcohol, like significantly increasing your risk for cancer.
Yeah.
The message here is we need to work on mental stress reduction and how important mental stress is to the onset of heart disease and heart attacks. And we can talk more about some of the research that's going on at Mount Sinai showing these smartwatches that I've been a big advocate of and got you on, where there's good medical science showing we can now measure mental stress and actually give people feedback on their actual mental stress with these wearable wristwatches, the one that we gave you, and we can talk more about how these actually work to accurately measure our mental
stress. Well, go ahead. I think I look at mine, and I see all kinds of information that I didn't get before, and you have encouraged me, actually over the past year, to use this so the information could be compiled.
Right.
You yourself can look at it anytime to see what's going on with me. We use that app. It's a little different than the smartwatch that people can get at the Apple Store.
Correct.
But still has some of the same things and then some. So
this is not a watch that you can get at the Apple Store. This is an FDA-approved wearable smartwatch that we gave you, and it's been validated. That's why the FDA approved it. And there was another big validation study just announced that was done at Mount Sinai Medical Center using the same technology that you're wearing, Doug. And how this works, you know, it sounds like Dr. George Jetson. It's really the future of medicine.
There's George Jetson. Dun, 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 dun.
But I feel like Dr. George Jetson when I talk about this. But this is because this really is the future of medicine. And this wearable, it looks like an Apple Watch, but it's so much more than an Apple Watch because of HIPAA. It does not act as a phone, but it collects a lot of data easily stored on an app on your phone. But what it does for mental stress is it measures two variables. Do we have time to go into this right now?
I want to give it its as much time as it needs. Let me do a couple of things here as we progress to help pay the bills, and then back to smartwatches and what they can do for you, and more importantly, how you get one of these things. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I looked at a Yale study this morning, Ken, about obesity and how that may blunt your brain's response to sugary and fatty foods. So one would wonder what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Once you get to be obese, once you get your body mass index to be way out of kilter, what do you do about it? Maybe that's the focus that I need to take for the next 60 seconds while talking to you about Calitrin, because as hopefully you've heard me over the last 7 years or so talk about Calitrin as the number one choice for healthy weight loss. There are all kinds of ways to lose weight. Just stop eating. And manner of speaking, that's not something you'd get advice from a good doctor, stop eating. But what you're eating, the portions you're eating, that sort of thing, all goes exercise. But there's a way of supporting what you're doing that goes way beyond just the simplistic idea of losing weight. And that is keeping the weight off. And so there's a reason you take this product, Calitrin, just before you go to sleep. It gets to work on your body as you are resting, as the pieces of your body rebuild themselves. The ingredients, the natural ingredients in Calitrin, work toward rebuilding your body, stabilizing it, and therefore making it easier to lose the weight and to keep it off. So you want safe weight loss? Then go to the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Check out there are all kinds of ways, various ways of helping you, supporting you to lose the weight and keep it off. They have counselors available. So don't kid yourself. This is not an easy thing to do. We all know that. Getting weight off, especially as you get older, not easy. Lose the weight safely and keep it off with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, please. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Now here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with our focus now on the smart watches. Ken wants to have a few more minutes to talk about not only how using them could save your health, your mental health, but there are other really good reasons to be using this tool, right?
Right. The smartwatches, many of us know, collects our blood pressure, our heart rate, temperature, oxygenation. You can count steps. You can assess your sleep. They send electrocardiograms. But one of the factors newly placed on these smartwatches, which we're using in our office, which I am so excited about and has been validated and also recently validated in this very large study at Mount Sinai Medical Center, is measuring and giving you immediate feedback on your mental stress. Because unfortunately, we weren't born with a monitor of our own mental stress. You know, we can sense if things are too hot or too cold, but we can't really sense unless we're almost at the edge of our own mental stress level. We don't have that canary in the coal mine that tells us early on, hey, you know, my stress level, it's a little too high. I need to adjust my lifestyle so it doesn't get way too high. The reason why this is so important is that as a preventive cardiologist, I know how important mental stress is to your well-being. How long are you going to stay on planet Earth? Mental stress, shown in good medical studies, is as bad on the heart as cigarette smoking. And unfortunately, up until recently, we've had no way in our own bodies to measure this and to be sure what our mental stress is until it's too late. So now we have this wearable watch. And what it does is, around the wristband, it's measuring your radial pulse, and it measures two factors. First is your heart rate acceleration. And, you know, some people have a very flat heart rate. It looks like a Kansas wheat field, whereas some people's looks like the Eiffel Tower. It goes up and down all day. And that is so unhealthy. That represents a lot of mental stress, that heart rate acceleration. The other variable that the watch in real time continuously measures is heart rate variability. This is the distance from each beat. You know, if you look at your heart rate, a rhythm on an EKG may look regular, but if you take out those calipers, you'll see there is variability in the time from beat to beat. This is from the autonomic nervous system. Heart rate variability is healthy. When you're relaxed, there's more variability from timing of beat to beat. When you're stressed out, the heart has less heart rate variability, and this is measured by the watch. So the watch takes the heart rate variability, your heart rate acceleration. It gives you a number from 1 to 100, under 50, good, over 50, bad.
All right. So there it is. Check that out more. If you want to have a consultation with Ken on this, good way to do it is to call the office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Coming up, some more focus on Ken's specialty cardiological items, if you will. That's next here on Good Day Health.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back into the fold with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week on Good Day Health. He and Dr. Jack Stockwell provide information every week that is special, different, important, necessary, I would say, for you to keep up with what's going on, medical changes, all the work that's being done, everything, the information is changing so quickly. I want to talk about artificial intelligence, frankly, as it plays into medicine. I'm trying to get that info from all of our specialists here associated with Good Day. But before we go there, let's talk about stroke, the problems that people have who don't get good rest, and what that does to the stroke quotient, to your vulnerability, Ken.
Yes, more importance on how long and how good quality sleep you have, how it dramatically affects your health. This is published this month in the medical journal Neurology, that if you don't have good quality sleep, if you're not sleeping enough, you're going to significantly increase your risk of stroke. I think people who sleep well, maintain regular bedtimes and wake times, Doug, there's just more and more good medical evidence that they significantly lower their mortality risk compared to those with an irregular and less sufficient sleep pattern. More and more studies confirming this. I think sleep, we don't recognize how important it is to our overall good health. And fortunately, there now are sleep doctors who specialize in sleep. They just didn't stay at a Holiday Inn, and they really know this area. So if you're having trouble, find one who has had special extra training in sleep. And these people, the good ones, are unbelievably helpful. Many of them started out as pulmonologists studying the lungs, started out as general internists and specialized as lung specialists and super specialized in the sleep. These are the folks who really know this area. There is hope. There's a lot of things that could be done. Sleep apnea is incredibly common. If you don't like CPAP, there are now these mouth guards that dentists who have experience make them. The Mayo Clinic tells us they're just as effective as CPAP. So there are some really nice, much easier ways of dealing with sleep apnea. If you're dealing with insomnia, talk to a sleep specialist. See what you can do about staying on planet Earth longer.
You know, one of the things about this, there are lifestyle selections that we make, choices. Then there are job choices. I think as I travel around and see these over-the-road truck drivers who have to rest 8 hours, and it could be if you start your trip at 4 in the afternoon, you drive for 10 hours, and then you have to take 8 hours. I think maybe it's either 10 or 12 hours. Got to take 8 hours off. They could be in the middle of the night. They drive, and they stop for 8 hours. They get up, and they start driving again for another 10 hours. People like that that do not have regular sleep patterns, plus the fact they stop and eat the bad food at the truck stops, you wonder, you know, if they aren't, without knowing it, sort of suicidal because of this problem with sleeping and what it does. Getting, you know, not only stroke stuff, but there are a lot of people who sleep poorly and they have nerve pain problems. They have cramps. There's all over the board. If you don't spend money to buy a good mattress and have good pillows and things that you make you want to go to bed and be excited, not maybe if you have a good partner, that's an exciting thing too, but whatever gets you into bed and keeps you there, so you get good rest, that's what Ken is talking about. So certainly there's as much emphasis as can be placed on that. When I talk about losing weight, the stuff with Calitrin, that's best taken when you go to sleep. Hopefully it will give you a good night's rest, which we all need. Thank heavens for a good night's rest. More coming up. Certainly you are gaining in information from Dr. Ken, so we continue that in a moment.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Powerful storms have pushed through portions of Oklahoma and Texas this evening. Tornado warnings were issued in some areas with confirmed reports of tornadoes up to 80 mile per hour. Straight line winds were also reported. Some damage has been reported in Lawton, Oklahoma, where utility poles and trees were snapped and knocked down. At least 30 homes have been destroyed in Perryton, Texas, with injuries being reported. President Biden says Live Nation and Ticketmaster have made a commitment on being transparent with ticket prices.
Starting in September, Live Nation will automatically list all the prices up front for all tickets to events and more than 200 venues of its own.
The move is the latest in the administration's push to nix junk fees, which are costs tacked on at the end of purchases, often for concert tickets, travel, and rentals. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here this half hour, 34 minutes after the hour right now, our weekly get-together with Ken. Artificial intelligence. And what it is doing, I have been asking all of our specialists on the Good Day program to weigh in, and I think we probably have had a little conversation about this as the issue develops. Now there's more concrete information, Ken, coming out about what happens if you're working with artificial intelligence. What's the latest there?
It's just out this week in the Journal of Applied Psychology, Doug, that people working with artificial intelligence systems, they can be lonely, suffer from insomnia, and drink more heavily after work. The employees who use these artificial intelligence systems seem to be more likely to be helpful to fellow workers, but that may be triggered by their own loneliness and need for social contact. So it's fascinating that people who work in this field all day, it affects their health, how they interact with people. And
it makes sense, doesn't it, when you think about it?
Absolutely.
They're dealing with machines all day. So let's take this one step further. As we talk about AI, I was on the Good Day program this week talking about how there are people using voices of talk show hosts. Rush Limbaugh, for example. Somebody is using AI to create a new Rush Limbaugh program using his voice. And, you know, it's not him. So let's go into if there's such a thing as an artificially intelligent doctor. Let's say somebody's bound to create a robot that may be better at some things than some of you are. I saw something that suggested that artificial intelligence is proving itself useful in reading medical charts, imaging, that sort of thing. It can pass a doctor's licensing exam depending on how it's built. And now it has the ability to read doctors' notes and anticipate the risk of death or somebody going back to the hospital. This is a machine that's being developed by a team at Grossman School of Medicine in New York City. The software is being applied in hospitals throughout New York. This is the damnedest thing. I think this is dangerous as all get out. I don't want some machine telling me without any feeling that this is what your chart says or this is what's going on. I don't know. Am I wrong? Is this better? It looks like for some circumstances it might be better than what doctors are doing because it's flawless. The insight by the artificially intelligent being has, you know, studied all these health records from tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that, you know, whatever, however they get this stuff, they've got it. And in seconds, they can look at whatever the charts show or whatever their radiological study shows and tell you what's wrong and how to fix it. It's, I don't know, it's a test.
Doug, I think this big picture, I think this is similar to any technological crossroads human beings have faced it from the beginning of time. You know, you could have said this about anything, about air flight. You know, oh my gosh, look at the problems it could create, but look at the solutions it can create. And I think AI has the same issues. This is new, and there are great ethical ways to use this, but there are incredible potential, as you have mentioned just a few of them, unethical ways of using this and harm and dangers. So it's going to be all in how this is approached. Clearly, it's not going to be kept out of medicine. There's no way you're going to keep this out.
But give me a second.
We need to do is avoid the potential horrible outcomes that you are beginning and well articulate because it's like any other new technology. It's all in how it is ethically applied.
So in the circumstance where, I don't know, maybe I'm going out on a limb here a little bit, but the whole idea of a non-person telling me what's wrong with me and how to fix, how is there, can you sit and ask them? I'm asking questions, probably have no answer at the moment.
I surely hope that that's not where we evolve to, and no. I'm not voting for that. I don't know who is, other than the people who are developing this.
See, okay, so you hit the nail on the head there. There are these hospital corporations, Tenet is what comes to mind because they own the local hospital. They've made a disaster out of it to the point where nobody wants to go there anymore because the service is awful. So what do we do if a tenant decides they're going to make more money by having robots work with you instead of human beings. And that could see them doing it because they're for profit. They want to make more money.
But no, they're not going to make money if no one goes there.
That's thank you. You always have the simplest way of putting things, you know, in point. All right,
I mean,
got it.
I think this will be, in your example, it might be tried, but if everybody runs as fast as they can away from it, it will be retooled, and that's what happens in the evolution of these items. So people need to, you know, vote with their feet.
All right, let's talk about something that's good for men who are having a problem with what is referred to as ED. The FDA has approved an over-the-counter dysfunction gel this is an interesting name, Eroxin, I believe is how you pronounce it. All right, so what's the scoop for men who have ED? There are all kinds of things. I can't tell. There isn't a week that goes by that I don't get something in the mail from some doctor who says that I can fix, not that I have, you know, whatever the problem. I'm one of millions who may have a problem, and here's how you can fix it. Does this really fix it? What are you just rubbing on, I'm guessing, by looking
right
at the info here?
I mean, imagine the committee that came up with this name, Eroxin.
Eroxin.
And this is from the FDA. This is legitimate, Doug.
Uh-huh.
And the FDA this week has approved the over-the-counter marketing of Eroxin. It's a first-of-its-kind topical gel, Doug, for erectile dysfunction.
So how is it different than what a pill? Is it the same stuff that's in the pills? Viagra, Cialis, Levitra?
No, the difference is exactly what you just said. It's a pill, and you need a prescription. This is a gel that you put on the head of the penis before sex, and it works in about 65%. You buy it over the counter.
How long does it take to work?
10 minutes. But it's available in Europe right now. It's available in England, Belgium. And it was just approved by the FDA. It's not clear when they're going to have it available, but it will be. And this will be
$30.
Over the,
right? I'm looking at this. I've just looked it up. Yeah,
$31.22 for a 4-pack. So that's pretty neat. That's
more, that's cheaper than Viagra and stuff.
Prescription.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Let's see where it goes.
And no systemic effects, so it goes right to the spot.
Yeah, right to the spot, as it were. All right. Well, put that down, ladies and gentlemen. Write this down. Eroxin, Eroxon. To a drugstore near you.
Pun intended.
No, of course not. But it's time for us to pause again. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a story for those of you who need to balance. The key here is the word balance. Balance 7 is great for your insides. And wouldn't you know, the folks who have created Balance 7 to neutralize acid and alkalinity in your body so your stomach will work to its best and your body will be healthier, because without a gut being in tip-top shape, you have no immunity. All right, so now Balance 7 has done something that is basically the equivalent for outside your body. It's called My Smooth Skin. It goes on. And you can get if you order a gallon of Balance 7, that's not hard to do. It's 4 bottles. All right? You put that stuff in your stomach. Now you put My Smooth Skin on your skin. You got crepe skin, crepey skin, wrinkly skin, that kind of stuff. My Smooth Skin is going to become a part of your order if you order a 4-month supply of Balance 7. 4 bottles, and then you get My Smooth Skin. Let's kind of think about this for a second. If you are putting creams and things all over your body, you're trying to get, you know, so that you don't look old, right? Hopefully you stop drinking coffee and alcohol and eating bad stuff and smoking. That's not good for your skin. But if you want to, like, stop doing that and then use Balance 7 for your outside, that is called My Smooth Skin, help yourself. Right? Balance 7, it's easy to get to it. All you have to do is get on the phone right now, dial 800-793-9039. Get all the benefits of Balance 7, Balance the number 7.com is also where you can go. But I think it's easier. Most people say they like talking to somebody when they order. So call 800-793-9039. Then you don't get the worry about whether you're going to have repeat orders and you have to stop it and all that stuff. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug, and ask him also for your My Smooth Skin. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Back on the treadmill here, literally and figuratively, exercising our mind and our bodies with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. All right, so there's been another study on Alzheimer's. This is something that's bothering more and more people, with good reason, because it's affecting more and more people. So what sort of words to the wise do you have here, Ken, from this research?
Well, I guess you're talking about pointing out the symptoms of Alzheimer's that everyone needs to know.
Yeah.
And there's 10 of them. We can go through them real quickly. And some are obvious, some are not. But let's see. You want to count down? Just give me
number 10, the big voice announcer. I'll be number 10.
All right. Aggression and agitation.
Mm-hmm. Number 9.
Mental confusion.
Number 8.
Difficulty with speech and writing.
Number 7.
Mood and personality changes.
Number 6.
Withdrawal from social interactions.
Number 5.
Decreased or poor judgment.
Number 4.
Changes in vision and spatial awareness.
Number 3.
Confusion of time and place.
Number 2.
Difficulty with problem solving.
Number 1.
Maybe the most obvious of the symptoms of Alzheimer's you need to know, and that's memory loss.
So if you have all of these, does it mean you have Alzheimer's, or can you just have one of them and it means you may be going down that road?
These are early warning signs of Alzheimer's in those we love, our friends, whoever, and just one can be an early sign. Don't overdiagnose. Don't overreact. It's just time to be awareness and maybe talk to the doctor if a further evaluation is needed. But it's important that changes, that Alzheimer's is not the only cause, but these are just things to be aware of.
I think if you can Google top 10 Alzheimer's symptoms, that'd be a good way to keep in track with it. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Past the hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, joining me, Doug Steffen, with advice, info. If you want to have personal info and advice from Dr. Ken, I encourage you to call his office at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. The number there is 352-735-1400. It is something that you will not regret in any way, shape, or form. There is a question that has come about as a result of our discussing loneliness. There was a point in which you were discussing how AI can be associated with loneliness. And so the question comes on what else loneliness does. I know that we have seen some information about how being lonely could cause you to die earlier, especially if you're a cancer. Loneliness increases the risk of death. If you have cancer, some people don't want to get close to people who have cancer because they're afraid they'll catch it. Isn't that amazing, that ignorant point of view? But there are people studying this, and I wonder if you want to comment on how, in specific terms, this affects cancer survivors, Ken, loneliness.
Yes, it's a great question because loneliness has many of bad ill effects on the body. It can cause high blood pressure, heart disease, as you mentioned, obesity, a weakened immune system, and that's where it may increase the risk of cancer. causes anxiety, depression, your ability to think and remember declines. It actually can promote Alzheimer's disease, what we were just talking about, and even lead to death.
All right. So a word to the wise, I guess, as much as anything else. You need to be social. That's kind of, if you can, you get people around you, that's a big help. After you've suffered from some of these horrible things that are a part of being a human being. One of the things that's going on this week, Ken, is it's Diabetes Week. The first known documentation of diabetes symptoms goes back to 1552 BC in Egypt. And when you work it ahead from there to now, the melting pot of information, I guess I would wonder when, looking back at the history, this has been Flag Week, so we've been talking a lot about the history of our country, and I don't think we spend enough time, frankly, talking about the history of medicine as it relates to the history of our country. And certainly as you've seen things change as a result of other things going on, the fast food revolution, diabetes and what causes it, people eating the wrong things, not getting enough exercise, et cetera, I noticed that in league with that, and this is my question, things like exercising, dancing, brisk walking apparently cuts diabetes by 74%, even if you have diabetes in your family. There are a lot of people who like to dance, a lot of people like to exercise. So generally speaking, I take away from this that exercise, if you eat even bad stuff, I don't know if that becomes an excuse. Okay, I'm having a dish of ice cream, and then I'm going to go out and run around because then I won't get diabetes. Does that work?
Well, we know that aerobic exercise, exercise in general, just helps keep the body more sensitive to insulin. It helps get the blood sugar lower, helps get the weight down. So exercise definitely is important if you have diabetes, and to tailor it to you, talk to your doctor about it. There are certain exercises that are better for certain patients who have diabetes, but exercise is excellent. Walking, running, cycling, dancing, as you recommend, water aerobics, high interval training, weight training, yoga, all of these are helpful for diabetes. Tailoring a program for you, talk to your doctor about it.
I was looking at some in-depth stuff when it comes to this, movements to get you sweating and a bit out of breath. This is something that I guess you go back to dancing. That could get you, depending on what you're, if you're doing ballroom dancing, it's probably not going to get you out of breath. But if you're doing some of the more modern dances, right, that could get you.
Absolutely. Dancing is good aerobic exercise.
Yeah. And then whatever aerobic exercise.
And it's fun. And whatever, make it fun. Do something you enjoy, but get out and move.
I'm trying to imagine you dancing. I don't know why I find that.
You have to ask me.
Visualization. I'm not going to ask you to dance, but thanks for the idea.
I'm joking.
Hi. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. This is Ask Dr. Ken. 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.